friend, students from Texas College.
How are you?
What are they, are they in
Texas and Missouri?
Stevens, too?
Yes, yeah.
Hi.
Which are you, Texas? You're from Stevens, but I'll say, are you Texas?
Yes.
How many kids?
Yeah.
Hi, are you from Stevens?
I'm from Stevens, and I go to school Stevens.
You go to Stevens, too? Do you know, is it COVID now?
No.
You haven't given into it.
Right.
Hi. And where are you? You're from?
Here.
You go to University of Texas?
Well, me?
Stevens.
Yeah. Georgia, where do you go to school?
Stevens.
Do you go to Stevens?
Yeah.
You don't go to Stevens?
Yeah.
You are Texas, not you're good.
University of Texas.
Great, hi.
I'm in Arizona.
Yeah. Are you fellow both nations of Texas, too? You live there?
Yeah.
Oh, where's my?
I live in Austin.
You're from Austin. What's your town?
Manhattan.
Okay.
Okay, but the presentation.
Well, that's great.
Then we want to tell everybody.
Well, I'm sure we should present it away, get a nice picture of it.
Come on.
All right, let's set this up. You're gonna be the picture, you be here. Come on, you get here. You're gonna get us out. Yeah, hold it. That's where you get it balanced, so how's that? Are you real cozy? All right, now look out at Mr. Atkins. He's a very funny man. Or look at Xavier, smiling. He's too young to be impressed.
What was this today?
Oh, this is a view, yeah.
That's it.
Hank and Carol and Susan were at Stevens, and they couldn't make it down. They just moved there.
Is this, what is this, University of Texas? I thought so, I remember from the college before.
Yeah.
Not the last one. That was sure happened. But Worcester had been himself, but not there. You never had him not fail to make 1 yard. And he was worn out. Of course, Notre Dame was awful good, and they were up, but Worcester had been himself. Well, this is great. I'm going to light it ahead of tonight. I particularly appreciate the description, too. Hope you all are interested in politics and that you continue to be. Are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you a fighter?
Yeah.
Right. And you're a woman. I'm going to give you a short little bit. They like it. Do they have astros or are they just about as well?
Pieces of weights are
speech last night, no one was aware of, and was total surprise and so forth to, you know, everyone on the staff and so forth. Is there, are there any points you want me to make as to when you decided to include that portion in your address? Or I want to give a little...
The day before.
All right.
And I wrote this like that.
Oh, right. Those were in precinct level, the whole thing all along.
Well, and I heard it, and I crushed the door, and so on. I just made some notes on it. Yellow thing.
Right.
And that's all. So, we didn't turn the woman out or anything.
I made that point. But also, no one on your staff knew you were going to do it. Okay, I'll say...
Staff got the whole thing out of Congress, and I just threw away the text message.
As you were wrapping up the work on it the night before.
The night, and then that afternoon. I really didn't make the decision until late that afternoon, Ryan, to use it, because I had already given the text out. So at that point, I just closed without notes.
Then just say you checked the military news on the Sunday.
Yeah, I called the military. Carl said, that's my name. Very good.
That's good, sir. Got a good rating, got the overnight, was normal for the time period, 64.9, you got a 55.6. So we got someone higher than normal.
Normal, that would be good, just to get normal.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Normal.
Usually we don't get the normal, as you know.
Yeah, right. On any public affairs, analysis on that Howard Smith thing, it's very interesting. That was a damn good rating on that, because the highest rated non-entertainment show on television, regular show, is CBS 60 Minutes, I think they do it on Tuesday nights. And its rating, it gets about 11 million viewers. Basically the same as you, but on CBS. And the point is that people don't tune in to that kind of show. Whatever it is, they watch the entertainment. They watch the entertainment. That's right. Oh, well, no, that should have been higher, Patricia.
Oh, yeah, that was high.
I thought it was the replay, Patricia.
Yeah. Well, that's fine.
But it was a good rating. We don't have a schedule set for tomorrow, really, but we have several things that need to be done. We want to, McCracken wants to see you on the change in contact or composition of the council. Schultz is going to mention that to you this afternoon. And Paul has been pushing for some time asking for some time for appointment. I thought about it to him and Crackin. And then, have you done Kennedy now, or do you need to, he wanted to see you being back from his trip. And the question was, do you need to do that? I know he sat in at least today.
Okay. I really don't think it is. I really probably should.
Yeah, it has to come out to California.
All right. Well, and then you should get in for half hour.
Do it afterwards. And then you want to see Connie.
Yeah, you always see Connie. Just get in. Just the regular one I week.
Right. Then the that thought on the church works out extremely well if you do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which is the final, they have a 20-minute segment services that keep going. What they do is go through the nine parts, which are the nine words of Christ on the cross. And the ninth part is from 2:40 to 3 o'clock. It's a 20-minute service. They have a hymn, a Bible reading, a chorale, an epilogue, some prayers from the Episcopal Prayer Book, and another hymn, and a benediction. And Phil Watts says that Dr. Harper, who is the minister, is very trustworthy. There would be no problem, says, at all.
Okay, and so there's not announcement.
Oh, sure.
I don't want any pickets out there. Well, that would be sure that Hughes and everybody else doesn't go out there in case the place is bad. So I don't want any Secret Service running around there. Can I say that? Can I repeat?
Sure.
I don't want anybody to advance it.
Right.
I'll just go to,
yeah,
go and ask about me.
Well, Mrs. Nixon, go ahead.
No.
Okay, we'll have Phil. Why don't we have Phil come over here then? Instead of you at the church, I'm going to come over here and ride over with
you. I'm here and ride over with me. That's right. Just him. Just say we just have a solution. Can't go then. That way we won't have to have two. Remember, Bob, don't have the Secret Service advance. Understood? That's bad. Much better. Much safer, too. Yes. All right.
The only appointment we had set, which we do need to do, is Dean Birch, which
has to put it on. So that's what we do.
And that would make it easy to leave for Camp David at 5, if that's what you want to do.
What do we have a cabinet meeting or something tomorrow?
No.
Well, I think it's 5 o'clock this morning. Particularly want to go. Can I move it earlier? That's 5 o'clock. We'll sleep over. It's such a lovely day here today. I want to read you out. Yeah. But everybody worked hard.
Well, you have, it's covered a lot of ground.
Well, we got a hard two, because mainly we're going to buy, we don't have any support. That's our problem. Casey, we were going to do tomorrow, and he asked us to put it off because it's Good Friday, and his wife, our office does do things on Good Friday. So we're doing it next week. But they did, there's people he wanted to ask, so we got a list of about 15 people.
Oh, sure, Len Hall or something.
Right.
Len Hall had his group, had his friend.
Fred Scripter, he wanted money last year.
Right, fine, fine, fine.
He was, but having him here in the office, that's a greater compliment than to have a whole gang.
Good.
I'll put the thing up. What was the idea that the women's, is that my idea or somebody else's?
No, it was Mrs. Nixon's, and she had set it up.
Oh, the point was, well, they wanted to have a dinner for them all.
And then they postponed it, and then they set up for this briefing, and I don't know how, somehow John got involved in it with her on the idea of doing the briefing.
Excuse me, Mr. President. Notice that Gordon Sean works for Bob, has his parents here today, having lunch, wondering if it might be convenient for them to come in. Gordon Sean used to work for the...
He's been here longer, sir.
Who?
Gordon Sean. He's a young lawyer who used to work for Pink's Mudge, and he's been working for us over here.
Yeah, they're here right now. They're down in the mess. I happen to notice that they don't...
But when they finish, don't bring them up. We'll let them finish their lunch.
Fine, sir.
I'll be here another 5 minutes or so.
Okay, thank you.
Let them finish their lunch and then through the guy. It's a very easy thing.
And so the idea was what?
He's incidental, because Sean, you have, I don't know if you've met him, you probably have, but he's one I, we really got a property in our young guy. She's 27, 28 or something. Yeah. Lawyer from your firm that they recruited.
I don't remember.
From SC? He was,
No, he didn't have the slightest idea who he is.
Well, you didn't know, he came to the firm after you left.
Oh, that's it.
But he's been in here for the last year.
What the hell's he been doing?
He was working for Magruder.
I probably see him. Yeah, Magruder shot they open it up.
See, man, he's one of the guys that's been a project.
Glad he had a client in there. That's a good way to have him. And I had him overall.
Pretty proud, yeah.
Client. That's just for clients.
Well, Herb's not here very much. He's
out to make speeches.
He's out trying most of the time. And
so forth.
He's gotten in here and taken off on those.
Yeah.
Henry's done a review. I told you we'd had to ship those state visit things around quite a bit.
Yeah.
And
what do I do now?
Well, the way we've ended up now, we've got Hassan. This comes the latter part of April. And then Tito can't come in May, which is when we had him booked. And he's raised the possibility of August or September. And so that doesn't work because you've got Lon Hull in August and Medici of Brazil in September. So he's suggesting maybe having Tito in late October.
All right.
And go on to Nigeria in early October to get him out of the way.
All right.
And Gandhi has accepted for November.
All right.
So that's kind of the way that sorts out. And Faisal, we intended to schedule him in December, but now May is open, and he's suggesting that we explore having him come in May.
All right.
Or late May or early June, it's okay with that. Well, Ron had asked, maybe when he's here for an office meeting in June, and Senghor of Senegal for an office meeting.
I'm going to probably do a little dinner for maybe a few other people. Tasha Samosa, when he comes up for his 25th anniversary, so you got to make that date. I want to do that just as courtesy to the whole dictator, right? He was graduated from West Point together. They're going to have their 25th anniversary, and he's coming up for it. He's got to come by, and I've got to do something for him, you know, because they had me in for otherwise. So he was a customer, they are coming for it. I think I should go there with you, so I see if we work out that date with the president. Rogers, so.
Okay. Conlon, we have an invitation out. They don't think he's going to accept.
don't build it up to a state thing, you know, with the troops and all that sort of thing.
He's having, Stantz is having a luncheon for the Commerce Department. When he's in Washington, so that apparently is already set.
That could be all right.
Then you have dinner. Velasco, Peru.
That's private.
We had him scheduled for June.
That's private.
But Demerol has now out, so they're suggesting shipping Velasco to July, which will leave June a little more flexible, hiring than some of these other times. One whole thing is, there's going to be a delay.
Be well enough to come.
Well, there's a delay the approach to see whether he's going to be well enough and keep, kind of keep it loose. So, generally, I'm going to change October.
All right.
See that.
It's an interesting, it really is, because that, you know, people like that, you know, never...
I mean, I like to, that's why I say this.
I like this. My little boys back there working for the president, sort of thing. We can do that sort of thing very, very easily. I think it's much better on an unstructured basis, probably, than it is for me to come in and see, go, God, 12 events, and I rush to have an attending. I know I had the idea, I'm sorry, but I think your thought of touching the fence is better, Bob. Touch the fence, and go away with that. No, that, you know, if you do touch one of these once in a while, they get the thing that you're doing, it's not really sure. That limits thing, I'm not sure how, though.
Yeah, well, I think about it, it was because somebody was bitching about it, his wife, you know.
Oh, really?
Remember, he was bitching about it.
Yeah, fine,
it does, but anyways, and then they decided, well, I don't have a women reading, so we have to read.
They're gonna do another one after congressional laws, but they're gonna do that at the State Department. Do a domestic reading, and that won't cause you, and then these people go on, they've already been to the other departments. Actually, pretty cool lunch. I just wonder if we don't have a period of God there. Is there any enthusiasm around this place, Bob?
Yeah.
And that, not in that much there.
Is it because we, of course, they were primarily assistant secretary, isn't it really because we just try to appoint good people, we don't give a God that by their way?
You know, there's a lot of people.
No, there's a lot of sad ones, too.
There's a lot of sad ones.
Trust, strong, loyalists. I mean, that's, I guess I emphasize too strongly. I think having done these three sort of tough speeches, I realize the importance. I mean, maybe you had one tough guy at the top and then a bunch of checkers.
Oh, really?
And others that cheer.
It's
not. Well, it's done on a lot, you know. I mean, not for the purpose of cheering, I mean, just for the purpose of... It's a hell of a difference, doesn't it?
Yep.
It does. I'll tell you why it's hard, because it's the press, they read the papers, and they hear the television, they get the hell beat out of them, they get discouraged, the kids talk to them, they say, oh, someday they must have one hell of a time. I know how it is. But it's real hard to be up. But I think for that reason that we need more and more, maybe we need people that just don't give a shit. One other thing, I'm not reading the news summaries these days, so whenever you find something, I need to know if I have a blood test, but I tell you, you do what you've always done. You just read through the goddamn books, and there's something to be done, you do it, right? Because when I get to about 2 days before I do the editor's, I'll read a couple of them just to keep up on that. But I find that it's good for a couple of weeks sometimes to take off the news and not to be subjected to the daily harassment. Not everybody. Not all men, but I agree there. That's kind of all. So what do you do? You gotta dissect yourself around
that. It does help. You get it. Really does. Get away from it, because so much of it is so unimportant.
Really is.
You think it's the big
thing. You read it in the morning and you get irritated or you mark things on and so forth. And then you can't even remember the next day what it is. And you say, what the hell is that? But about the main thing is, it just clutters up your mind. I got more important things to do. I'm more and more getting it. The other day, I set out all this crap, this FYI stuff to Steve. I said, don't give it to me. I'm going to look at it. So maybe if I decide in a few days to read it, I will. But just look at the action stuff. But you know, we tend to clutter our minds up with all this crap and not be free enough and clean enough. The great big things you gotta do, don't you agree?
I sure do.
You take, for example, but frankly, that little exercise at the end of that speech last night, that was not easy to prepare and not easy to do. And it required an enormous amount of, frankly, just detached concentration. Now, if I had been farting around doing all the goddamn things that people in the staff wanted me to do Tuesday and Monday, I'd have just read the speech, it'd have been all right.
But it wouldn't have had that.
Wouldn't have
the touch.
That's right. That's right. Even if I delivered the last page as written,
personal story.
Story. People love stories, is what I tell Price. Oh, this guy, he doesn't have to come up with any stories.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's not their fault, because they don't read like that. They read different things. You gotta go back, you read the Lincoln stuff, Teddy Roosevelt stuff, only for purposes of stories. And then you put it in street and hang out the farm. Well, on such and such a day, he said this. It doesn't impress the women, so I spoke to him, because I thought it was my obligation to try to give them a little, but you know, think of all this stuff.
Thank you, if you would have ever did with them.
I, personally, I don't, they think it's a good idea. I really don't think we're going to see much of them, but they don't need it. I told them I told them that we know you have to talk to everybody, and I said, I know that everybody thinks that way when they talk about the social things and their children, the way they're sitting in the opera and theater, and but I said, I know that's true, and I know the marriage is a big subject. I have a lot to write in my teeth. Hell, I've never found a woman yet to talk to me in an interesting subject. Children don't know anything. If they do, I mean, they're reading, it's all gossip. If they do, they're overbearing and aggressive. You got to do it.
Mrs. Nauer, who is over,
she's
a good gal for that job.
I should knock her. I praise her for that job. I praise her.
There's no more loyal Nixon-ness around than that.
I told her. I told her what I'm in there. I said, no, I'm glad to have it full time. I use the little thing. I said, but on the other hand, in government, that's fine. We do it. But I said, you simply support your husband. You're loyal. I said, you need an awful lot, too.
That's true.
Why can't a woman be like a man? I said, I've used that thing. You want to remember that Professor Higgins married a pretty lady too. So we don't want you like a man, we want you like a woman. Women have got to think of themselves that way, and that there is a place for a woman who isn't constantly trying to ask her husband, now what in the hell, why isn't the president doing harm?
Yeah.
You know, frankly, Bob, it's like your kids. My kids are different. They're smarter than their mothers. But I tell you that I don't think women should simply sit there and only think about their clothes. It isn't that. But if you, it's like going back to old friends and trying to pick up a conversation with them. They don't move. They don't move fast enough.
There's no common ground.
There isn't any common ground. That's why I despise the social events. So, because when I had women, I left them. But you just drive me nuts.
Yep.
I don't want the Christ to talk about. I read through the background.
Except you get a rare one. Did you know that one night at your dinner, I sat next to Mrs. Conley.
I had two rare ones.
Just when we got into politics.
Two of the best that I heard, or the wife of the Italian ambassador, who was smart and tough and strong, and she was brilliant. And the wife of old Sibylla Sacasa, who's like her father. Oh, hell, and she's Somoza's daughter. She's a tough, ruthless woman. Jesus Christ, she really lays it out.
I'll be there.
That's the point where you get to
is the first time we could be 100% for a speech on Vietnam. And conviction and commitment and all that was there, but the story at the end had nothing negative about it. There's more to it than to people unless they're moved. They're really, they got to be moved sometimes. Talk all you want, that's why the intellectuals, the reason they don't like it is they don't have the capacity, they have no hearts. Intellectuals don't have hearts. And they don't like the idea of moving by emotion.
That's right.
So by God, they know, like, they know exactly what I was doing.
Sure.
Exactly. But you made it hard as hell. You, after that, for somebody to tell anybody who saw that speech that Nixon's lying to you, or that Nixon doesn't care about the war, or that Nixon's expanding the war,
or that he doesn't care about people dying,
or, you know, he's a ruthless barbaric,
yeah,
killing them. He's out there killing our boys because he loves it or something. You know, they can't believe that a wash.
And also, wasn't there, don't you think, was, don't you think one part of the speech was effective where I said, do you believe, can you believe this? Notice how long the pause are.
He did a long pause, and they did a great camera job on that. They came, they, as you build up to that, they were coming in close, and just as you paused and looked up, you looked right into the camera and held there, and they came in on a very tight close-up. So they had a very, it was, had a lot of impact, just because of, yeah, because of your pause, and because of the camera thing.
You're going to check the charts, aren't you, Dan, right? Mainly to see whether the boy really knows. But understand, maybe it's not his fault he never used the chart before. Hell, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever use one again, but a chart is effective. I was my mistake, but God damn it, I should have told him to put that chart on, because I remember Roger's charts now that you mentioned.
Well, you did.
You wanted to get me Roger's chart. Yeah, well, remember, his chart was not gone, it was a graph. It was one of the men, the size of the men. I remember now, look at how effective it would have been if we'd had 500,000 in the first 35,000, and man.
That's much more important.
Jesus Christ, trend line, you know.
Wouldn't that really have been something? But yours made the point. It just didn't know it showed that the line was gone.
Damn right.
And for the people on CBS, which would be, a, you know, 40% of the audience probably,
they all saw it.
They saw the other thing. So, and got it pounded home one more time.
Ziegler said the reaction, he told me last night at least, the reaction of the press was relatively respectful.
I think it would have to be.
I don't know.
You know, they'll bitch.
Oh, okay.
And they'll got it.
They're against the program.
They're going to carp on this thing. If you didn't set a date, you didn't,
that's right,
commit to total withdrawal, you know. Yeah.
They're going to have a hard time saying you claim too much for Laos. Goddamn little claim on Laos.
You've dried them up on that.
Quite a bit.
You've dried them up on credibility.
Say, goddamn, we've done everything you said. The other side did, but we offered.
That's why I was kind of intrigued with Connolly's feelings, whether he would bounce back on defending Johnson.
It had to be.
Sure.
I didn't reflect on that.
And you didn't say
anything. I didn't mention it. I didn't say the previous administration.
You blame him.
I didn't blame him. And when I talked about what I left, when I left Washington, what about when I returned, I have to say that.
You didn't say it.
I'm just saying, boys, I didn't start this goddamn war. That's the point.
Look at the facts.
And I just said I didn't blame anybody. And listen, that's the least I could do. And some of them bitch about that, but that's all right. There's a hell of a lot of people are going to get that message in this campaign if we ever get into one. You understand?
Yeah.
I just didn't wonder.
He missed on that one, or, you know, we missed. It was missed.
Well, maybe it wasn't his fault. Maybe he asked for the part of the defense, and that's what they
maybe did. That's, I don't know. That's what I'm,
but maybe we should have asked for a
statement. He should have, once seeing it, he should have rejected it. And, you know, you knew long ahead that you wanted charts. I had ordered charts 2 weeks earlier, a week earlier.
I think we did.
When you raised the question of charts, we mentioned it. Well, the Sapphire was first working on a draft. So with Henry's first draft.
His first draft. They had a chart in Kennedy, so it was right. It was great. It was with the two men.
Oh, really?
But I didn't use it. See.
I'm glad you did.
I think Kennedy's chart would have been terrible.
We can use it, but I don't think I used it.
But you see, the Kennedy method should have been used for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, the part of
I think Rogers was particularly pleased with it, too. Last night.
Well, but he
I think he was pleased, too, because we took a suggestion.
He used his idea at the end. Not his son, it isn't that enough.
No, but that is anybody will, you know, he knows how to walk well, and therefore he made a contribution or something.
He's successful, but I think he also thought it was a good job, I mean, in terms of... As I told you, he called before the speech and said, and he had read it with very enthusiastic on the basis of the
he thought it had some of these same kind of impacts that made us fund the speech in terms of the emotional impact.
I think maybe it did, not in reaction.
No,
because we didn't ask for it. But in terms of...
Well, you're not going to get wires.
Emotional
effect. I remember I told you I would not get mail or wires just because I didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
People do not wire, they just do just get the usual...
That's right, so you have to push a button.
Yeah, and all the right wingers will, I mean, all the peace signs will set in. Because they'll be furious.
Of this, yeah.
They'll be furious, but don't pay goddamn attention to it. The main thing was this, one thing about, I was going to suggest to our new telephone pool, I don't know whether they can break it out. If your number of group, disapproved, 50, if that was everybody they called, whether they had seen or not, go back on their list and see what the group, disapproved was of those who saw the speech, whether that was there or not. Am I right?
I think so.
See, that, I would think they, if they've got the list, if they've got it done, they might find it's a different number. I mean, I'd like to see, sort of check, if you remember on the other one, I thought that that was a factor that was, that would distort it. It'd be interesting.
Well, that's right. Instead of the other poll, God, I'll tell you, it's great working with ORC. This guy Tom Bennett up there is so balls out Nixon that
is he?
Oh, geez, he's just great.
Was he completely, did he ever see the speech by any chance?
Yeah. I thought the speech was great. But he was also, I had him call up to work out a plan for releasing some of it. What we're going to do is release the approval in March, which was 51, and then and same as Gallup. And then the approval in April, which is 54, just release it as a two, you know, monthly poll up from the previous month, and the disapproval's down. And then you're going to release the Cali figure on approval of your intervention, of your decision to review the case. Not the other one, because that's already been out, stockade. And then we're also going to put out the disapproval of demonstrations questionnaire. And they'll release those three questions as a release. But we called Ben about doing this, and he said, you know, they'll get it out today and all. And what we want to set up a thing where on their letterhead, we send this with a covering note to all the senators and congressmen at their home addresses and their office addresses. We'll send one to each.
Great.
Now, they won't do it. They should. See, we didn't ask them to do it. But I wanted to do it on their letterhead.
Oh.
And Ben said, geez, we're going to have a hell of a printing problem on it. If I sent you our paper and the stuff, could you run it off down there for the National Committee or somebody run it off with? Because we close at noon on Good Friday and all that. So I said, sure. Instantly, you know, and he said, we have no problem ever on releasing any of this stuff as long as you don't ask us to tamper with the figures.
We don't.
And I said that, you know, under no circumstances would we ever ask them to. We don't want to tamper with them. But obviously, we probe in these polls, and we don't always want to release all that's on the poll, only parts of it. And he said, that's fine. No problem.
Well, then, did you ask, did you prepare to talk to Dirge about, or was it Ben that gave you the analysis of why this thing went from 41 to 54? Did Ben think it was all Cali, did he?
Yes.
Isn't that something? That's almost unbelievable.
He said, what you got to recognize is that there are things like that that just really knock the needle off. And you also got to recognize they knock it too far.
That's right.
And that the 41 was lower than it really was, he's convinced. And he said, you got to face the fact that 54 was higher than it really is. Because he said the reaction has the same violence as the action.
That's right. People always react against their first emotional action. They say, well, gee, I should go that far.
He said, what you can say from that clearly, though, is that Cali knocked you down because it made people undecided, but that you could gain them all back. He says it's really about as simple as that. And the other thing that's significant to him in that poll is the great reservoir of strength in the presidency as contrasted to Congress and other people. In other words, when there's a problem, the people look to the president, which is why you took the heat on Cali when they were upset, why you got the credit back when they were somewhat assuaged. Why they will buy your, they disapprove of your handling of Vietnam, but they approve of you. They disapprove of your withdrawal rate, but they will
opt for your plan instead of the Congress plan. Interesting, however, he said one caution on that, and you've got to leave it this way for the trend, but he said you may have overstated that some because you said the Democratic caucus. People don't know what a caucus is and may think it's some evil combine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put together. And that
one thing that's interesting is that we got a on this is that we got to get is the way that too that it affected approval and disapproval of the war thing. That question, you know, we went down to 32 and then came back to the same magnitude, the number
41-4,
yeah. Right? Yeah. Which is and which Kelly, which shows that it was the Hawks that left us.
The war approvers, that's right.
The Hawks left.
Because the war disapprovers didn't change at all. Stayed the same
shape point. All times. I think the main effect of this speech is that it is one thing, and it's in this sense it's good, it does not have we did not ask for a public demonstration of that sort. Right now the country needs to be calmed down. We don't want a violent polarization of people all saying I stand with them and the others are against. You got my point?
We may want to crank it up after the demonstrations if they have any effect.
Yes.
Not by you doing some, but by our cranking up our supporter types.
That would come my neighbor. I'm just afraid I'd be out of town. I don't want to be in town. Those bachelors.
24th. I'm going to be out of town for that main day. They'll be here for quite a while. And odds and ends. Yeah, we have you figured for Florida that weekend. I think you ought to go.
I'm going to go. Now, don't let anybody in the staff talk you out of that.
You have King Hassan on the 22nd.
Don't let anybody talk us out of that on the ground.
It's Thursday, and we're going to go to Florida the first thing Friday morning.
Anybody talk us out of that on the ground that I have to be here because of demonstrators from town.
The hell with it. All right, so the weekend after the ASNE, you're going to have plenty of
stuff. The ASNE in our private office conference.
And then, And then we have the DAR, the Hassan dinner. And then you go to Fort Valley. You've got to come back for the chamber meeting. So you can't take a long weekend for the chamber.
Sure.
But you can stay on Monday and come up on up. Yeah. But you can't come Monday night. You have to be back here Monday night. So
you know the situation is. We just see this here. This is here at IED hour. Tell you what the Q&A, while it makes it interesting, evening morning, first small work for me. The other point is bad.
thing from cabin officer. Whenever I'm there, and any of those guys in there all drinking and everything, they get out and they miss a pool somewhere, or something get out of there, it'll be wrong. See my point? I decided I'd take, I've got to meet you, do Q and A's with responsible reporters in Denver, nobody else. You see my point?
Yep.
You better be so careful with the average guy. He is not accepted wrong, he can't comprehend it, and especially the Denver.
That's right.
Well, they're older men too, and they all had a couple of belts. Sit there, coming to the White House. Think about your pole, that your little, your own little dog. I thought